A murderer serving life in the South Dakota penitentiary is not entitled to a new trial. That's the opinion of the South Dakota Supreme Court, made public on Thursday, January 3rd. Jason Lewandowski was convicted in October 2017 after a jury trial in Webster. He was found guilty of shooting Jeremy Hendrickson in the head while Hendrickson's wife and two small children were present. Lewandowski asked the Supreme Court to overturn his conviction because he should have had a lawyer before talking with an investigator, and he says a plea deal should have been honored. Jason Lewandowski had history with Jeremy Hendrickson before he killed him. Lewandowski was a friend and neighbor to the Hendricksons in rural Roslyn, but started dating Jeremy's mother after his father passed away in 2011. In July 2012, Lewandowski reported to Day County officials that Jeremy Hendrickson and two of his friends assaulted him. Hendrickson eventually pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct, but that did not put the feud to rest. Lewandowski claimed the assault left him with continual pain, and he held a grudge that culminated on November 20, 2015. On that night, Lewandowski charged into Jeremy Hendrickson's house and into the bedroom where the victim, his wife, and his two young children were, and he shot Jeremy in the head. Before the shooting, Lewandowski had drunk heavily in a bar in Pierrepont. After the shooting, he drove to Groton before taking off for Aberdeen, leading officers on a high-speed chase before he was apprehended in a hospital parking lot. Lewandowski was tased and then taken into the hospital for medical treatment. There, his blood alcohol content tested at 0.164, more than double the legal driving limit. A DCI agent came in, and Lewandowski made comments before being advised of his rights, including that he was sorry and he had done a bad thing. Shortly before Lewandowski's trial, his attorney and the prosecutor discussed a plea agreement of manslaughter, but the prosecutor withdrew the offer after talking with Hendrickson's family. The Supreme Court rules that Lewandowski's initial statements to the agent were made spontaneously before any questioning had begun, and he was not so drunk as to not understand his situation. Justices find that the plea agreement had not been final before being rescinded and therefore was not enforceable, and they note that there were witnesses whose testimony would have assured a conviction of first-degree murder, even if Lewandowski had not talked to the DCI agent. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.